Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13. The title of the chapter is Dhritarashtra Pits Home. Text number 15.
Abhivrat Arya Madanda Yadavat Akakarishu Yavat Dhara Sudratvam Sapat Varsha Satam Yama
Abhibrat Administered Aryama Aryama Dandam Punishment Yathavat As it was suitable Agakarishu Unto persons who had committed sins Yavat As long as Gadhara accepted Sudratvam, the tabernacle of a Sudra, Sapat, as the result of a curse, Varsha Shatam, for 100 years, Yamaha, Yamaraj. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. As long as Vidura played the part of a Sudra, being cursed by Manduka Muni, Aryama officiated at the post of Yamaraj to punish those who committed sinful acts. Translation responsively. As long as Vidura
played
the part of a Sudra,
being cursed
by Manduka Muni,
Aryama
officiated at the post of Yamaraj to punish those who have committed sinful acts. Performed by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vidura, born in the womb of a Sudra woman, was forbidden even to be a party of royal heritage along with his brothers Dhritarashtra and Pandu. Then, how could he occupy the post of a preacher to instruct such learned kings and kshatriyas as Dhritarashtra and Maharaj Yudhishthir? The first answer is that even though it is accepted that he was a Sudra by birth, because he renounced the world for spiritual enlightenment by the authority of Rishi Maitreya and was thoroughly educated by him in the transcendental knowledge, he was quite competent to occupy the post of an acharya or spiritual preceptor. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone who is conversant in the transcendental knowledge or the science of Godhead, be he a brahmana or a sudra, a householder or a sannyasi, is eligible to become a spiritual master. Even in the ordinary moral courts maintained by Chanakya Pandit, the great politician and moralist, there is no harm in taking lessons from a person who may be by birth less than a sudra. This is one part of the answer. The other is, the Vidura was not actually a sudra. He was to play the part of a so-called sudra for 100 years, being cursed by Manduka Muni. He was the incarnation of Yamaraj, one of the 12 Mahajans, on the level with such exalted personalities as Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kapila, Bhishma, Prahlad, etc. Being a Mahajan, it is the duty of Yamaraj to preach the cult of devotion to the people of the world, as Narada, Brahma and other Mahajans do. But Yamaraj is always busy in his plutonic kingdom, punishing the doers of sinful acts. Yamaraj is deputed by the Lord to a particular planet some hundreds and thousands of miles away from the planet of Earth to take away the corrupt souls after death and convict them in accordance with the respective sinful activities. Thus, Yamaraj has very little time to take leave from his responsible office of punishing the wrongdoers. There are more wrongdoers than religious, righteous men. Therefore, Yamaraj has to do more work than other demigods who are also authorized agents of the Supreme Lord. But he wanted to preach the glories of the Lord
And therefore, by the will of the Lord, he was cursed by Manduka Muni to come into the world in the incarnation of Vidura and work very hard as a great devotee. Such a devotee is neither a Sudra nor a Brahmana. He is transcendental to such divisions of mundane society. Just as the personality of Godhead assumes his incarnation as a hog, but he is neither a hog nor a Brahma. He is above all mundane creatures. The Lord and his different authorized devotees sometimes have to play the role of many lower creatures to claim the conditioned souls. But both the Lord and his pure devotees are always in the transcendental position. When Yamaraj thus incarnated himself as Vidura, his post was officiated by Aryama, one of the many sons of Kashyapa and Aditi. The Adityas are the sons of Aditi, and there are 12 Adityas. Aryama is one of the 12 Adityas, and therefore it was quite possible for him to take charge of the office of Yamaraj during his 100 years absence in the form of Vidura. The conclusion is that Vidura was never a Sudra, but was a greater than the purest of Brahmana. Aryama Gandam Yatavat Agakarishu Yavat Dhatara Sudratvam Shapat Varshashatam Yama. As long as Vidura played the part of a Sudra, being cursed by Manduka Muni, Aryama officiated at the post of Yamaraj to punish those who committed sinful acts. So here, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading about Dhritarashtra is going to quit home, but Vidura, Mahatma Vidur, he is giving lot of instructions, going to give a lot of instructions. But here, before that, we are just seeing the background of Vidura, where Vidura is coming from. So this is as long as Vidura played the role of a Sudra, being cursed by a Manduka Muni. There was a pastime. There was one rishi, Manduka Muni, he was meditating. He was in trance. So at that time, he was in the ashram, and some of the thieves, they were doing some robbery, burglary, whatever they were doing, and then they were passing by this ashram, and the soldiers are chasing them. So they kept everything in the ashram of Manduka Muni. So everything is in the ashram of Manduka Muni. So when the soldiers are coming, they saw the thieves have run away. Only the items, stolen items are found in the ashram of Manduka Muni. So then they thought, oh, this person is the actual thief. As soon as we are coming, so he is meditating. So he was in a trance. He could not care about what is happening. So they just dragged him all the way to the king. Okay, this is the person. We have to punish him. So they just gave him the punishment. There is one punishment, a Sula punishment. Srila Prabhupada explains in a lecture given in Geneva about this sloka he gave. So he is saying a Sula punishment. This is like there will be a lance will be there, and the person will be made to sit on the lance. So that it's from the rectum, it just goes to the head. So it's completely that the person will be divided like that. This is a kind of punishment given to this Manduka Muni. So the punishment was given, but after the punishment, nothing happened. He is a very elevated personality. Nothing, no harm was done to him. So then immediately the king realized, he had made a mistake, big mistake, giving a punishment for this such a great personality. He just came and offered all the obeisances and asked for forgiveness. So then Manduka Muni was worried. Why this punishment was given to me? Why I have to go through this big punishment? So then he immediately went to Yamaraj. So such a great personality. Today I am having a problem. I will go to Yamaraj and find out what is. No, we know what our karma, that is why we are going through. But Manduka Muni also had a curiosity. Why this happened to me? So he went to the Yamaraj. In my life I have not committed anything. Knowingly, no offense has been committed. Why this punishment has been given to me? So then Yamaraj said, when you are a young child, then there was one grasshopper or ant, whatever that small insect, you poked the rectum of this the ant or grasshopper with a thorn. So then Manduka Muni thought, so in my childhood I did this, and you are giving such a big punishment for me like here. So then he said, you are not fit to be a Brahmana. You become a Sudra. So they gave you a punishment. Manduka Muni gave a punishment to this Yamaraj that you are not befitting this position. You become a Sudra. So then Vidura, actually Vidura wanted that actually. Yamaraj wanted that, as Prabhupada explains. So this is the story why Manduka Muni gave a curse and then why the Yamaraj has to take birth as a Sudra. So here, but again this is like a, we have to understand, it's not like a, like Srila Prabhupada explains, like Jaya Vijaya. Jaya Vijaya also was cursed. So people can give different reasons. Like Jaya Vijaya was cursed because they were disobedient. They didn't allow Sanat Kumaras to enter. So that is one reason. But that is the main reason. That is not the main reason. Because Lord wanted this particular pastime to happen. Lord wanted to fight with someone. Who can fight with the Lord? Nobody can fight with the Lord. So only is a devotee only has to take the role of fighting with the Lord. So what happened? So then Jaya Vijaya came. And then when Jaya Vijaya came, Jaya Vijaya were very worried. So how will we stay away from you, Lord? So then the Lord said, you stay, but I will take you back. So whether you want to take a, if you want to be like a seven births you can take as a devotee, or three births you can take as a demon. So Jaya Vijaya was such a great devotee that we want to be demon only. Because only three births we can come back to you in your seva. So this is the, so much they have, so much in the service of the Lord. So that is also arranged by the Lord. So this Manduka Muni cursing Vidura, cursing Yamaraj, we should not take it like in a normal sense. It is like Yamaraj had a very deep desire, like Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport. So we'll just continue reading the purport. Vidura, born in the womb of Sudra woman, was forbidden even to the party of a royal heritage along with his brothers, Dhritarashtra and Pandu. Then how could he occupy the post of a preacher to instruct such learned kings and kshatriyas as Dhritarashtra and Maharaj Yudhishthira? So this is like a bit of a background we can see from Mahabharata. So how this Vidura's birth is like a very, there are so many controversies in Mahabharata, but Vidura's birth is also a very controversial thing. So it's like Govinda Prabhu explains in one of his lectures. So this is like a very wonderful how these things happen. So everybody knows, like Maharaj Santanu, this is the starting point in the Mahabharata. Again, still you can go further, but at least for our purpose we have to. Maharaj Santanu, he married Ganga Devi, Mother Ganges. So then, because of that union, we got who? Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev is called Ganga Putra Bhishma. So he got Bhishma Dev. So this is one type of this thing. Maharaj Santanu and then Bhishma Dev, Maharaj Santanu and Ganga Devi and Bhishma Dev is born. Okay, so that's one thing. So then there is another thing called Vyasadeva's father. This is Parasara Muni. Parasara Muni was when once he was about to cross the boat, go to the other side. And at that time, Satyavati was, he was like a fisherman woman. So she was like, her duty is to take all the people from one side of the bank to the other side. This is like, it's a seva for the saintly people. So at that time, Satyavati was there, and then Parasara Muni wanted to go from here to there. And then Parasara Muni got attracted to Satyavati, and then, I want to marry you. I want to have a union with you. So then she said, like, this is like, no, I am under the control of my father. You can't do like this. So then he said, no, even though we have a union, still you are, this thing will not be disturbed. You will be still virgin. So this is like then he said, I will give you a wonderful son. And then with the union, this Vyasadeva was born. So this is like Parasara Muni and Satyavati, and then Vyasadeva is born. So again, the same Satyavati, when Satyavati was then Maharaj Santanu was attracted to Satyavati, and then through that union, we got, Bhishma Dev is finished. This is Satyavati. Chitravirya, Chitrangada. So these two people were born. So we have to have some progeny, but Chitrangada got killed in the battle. And then Vichitravirya also, he passed away. So then Satyavati was in great anxiety. Now what to do? Because we have to have some progeny so that to maintain this kingdom. So then he said, he thought about, like, Shastra has so many facilities, you can beget a child like this in a different ways. So Satyavati requested Vyasadeva, his son, you beget the child in the womb of Ambalika and Ambika. So then what happened? So then they went. So Vyasadeva said, they performed a lot of sacrifices. This is like a very detailed one. But when this is like a Ambika was there. So Vyasadeva is not like a very, he was like a sage, like a lot of beard and this thing, not looking very beautiful and handsome. So when this Vyasadeva came to have union with Ambika, Ambika closed her eyes. So then Ambika got Dhritarashtra. Because by this union, so Ambika got Dhritarashtra, who is born blind. So same way, when Ambalika was about to have union with Vyasadeva, at that time Ambalika was just looking at the face, she was kind of in a frightened mood. So Pandu was born, it's like a pale situation. Satyavati thought, oh, what is this again? All the sons are born like that. Once again you try. So at that time, they made a secret saying that this time we won't go, we'll send a maid servant. So one maid servant said, you go and have him. So then this maid servant, she looked after Vyasadeva very nicely and served her. And then she got a wonderful son, Vidura. So this is like the whole story, how the Vidura was born through a maid servant. This is the background, how the Vidura was born in that here. But again, we have to understand, even though the birth is not very important, Srila Prabhupada explains here, he was forbidden to be a party of royal heritage along with his brothers Dhritarashtra and Pandu, then how could he occupy the post of a preacher to instruct such learned kings and kshatriyas, Dhritarashtra and Maharaj Yudhishthira? This is a big question. Everybody is asking. He is born as a Sudra, how can he do that? So Prabhupada explains very nicely, he gives two parts, he is giving answer. The first answer is, even though it is accepted that he was a Sudra by birth, because he renounced the world for spiritual enlightenment by the authority of Rishi Maitreya and was thoroughly educated by him in transcendental knowledge, and he was quite competent to occupy the post of an Acharya or spiritual preceptor. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagaja tasya kartaram apima vidhi akartaram avyayam. Lord Krishna has created this. It's not that, okay, it is not just coming out of this thing. It is coming, Lord Krishna has created Chaturvarnya. How he created? Guna and karma. It is not by janma. Because in this particular sloka, Krishna doesn't mention about janma only. He is mentioning only guna and karma. Qualities and activities. See, if the qualities and activities are befitting a brahmana, then he can be a brahmana. If the qualities and activities are not befitting a brahmana, then he may be born in a brahmin family, but still he is not considered. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example. Like a judge. High court judge, the son of high court judge has a good possibility that he can become a high court judge. But just because he is a son of high court judge, the son also will become a high court judge automatically? No. Same as a medical practitioner. He is a son of a doctor. Okay, there is a good possibility. All the possibilities are there, he can become a doctor. But it is not that automatically the person becomes a doctor by just becoming. Same way, you may be a son of a brahmana, but just automatically you don't become a son of a brahmana, you are also a brahmana. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says, and the whole, he is saying, he was quite competent to occupy the post of an acharya or spiritual preceptor, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very clearly given, it is according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone who is conversant in the transcendental knowledge or the service of God, be a brahmana or a sudra, a householder or a sannyasi, is eligible to become a spiritual master. Just want to remember what Sri Chaitanya Prabhupada is quoting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that sloka? Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sudra kena naya, yai veta krishna tattva sei guru hoy. So this is, Prabhupada quotes this so many times. This is like a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the whole our Krishna conscious philosophy is based on this only. Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sudra kena naya, yai veta krishna tattva sei guru hoy. Kiva vipra. Who is Vipra? Vipra is a very learned person. Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi. Who is the sannyasi? So that is not the distinction. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi sudra kerenai. Yehi veta Krishna tattva. The person who knows the truth, the science of Krishna, say guru. He can become a guru. Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains in the Bhagavad Gita 2.8 purport. This, just to read a little bit better. Because this is always better what Prabhupada says, if we can read that. These letters are very small, I have to put the glasses. I'm just reading from this, where Prabhupada explains this. Therefore, the conclusion is, the spiritual master is 100% Krishna conscious, is the bona fide spiritual master, for he can solve the problems of life. Lord Chaitanya said, one who is a master in the science of Krishna consciousness, regardless of his social position, is a real spiritual master. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi sudra kena naya, ye Krishna tattva veta sei guru hoya. It does not matter whether a person is a vipra, a learned scholar in Vedic wisdom, or is born in a lower family, or is in the renounced order of life. If he is a master in the science of Krishna, he is the perfect and bona fide spiritual master. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 8.128. So without being a master in the science of Krishna consciousness, no one is a bona fide spiritual master. It is also said in the Vedic literature, Satkarma Nipuno Vipro, Mantra Tantra Visharata, Avaishnava Guru Nasyat, Vaishnava Swapacha Guru. A scholarly Brahmana, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava or expert in the science of Krishna consciousness. But a person born in a family of a lower caste, can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnava or Krishna conscious. Padma Purana. It's Padma Purana, it is quoted like this. So this is the beauty. Even though Vidura was born in the family of a Sudra, but still he is more than a Brahmana. Vidura Nidhi, there is one book called Vidura Nidhi. It's like all the different instructions given by Lord Vidura. This is very, very instruction. Like Bhishmadev gives instruction, and sometimes Bhishmadev consults Vidura. So much so, he can give consultation to Vidura. He can give consultation to Bhishma. Such an exalted personality. So Srila Prabhupada explains here, who is conversant in the transcendental knowledge or the science of God, be he a Brahmana or a Sudra or a householder or a sannyasi, is eligible to become a spiritual master. Even the ordinary moral codes maintained by Chanakya Pandit, the great politician and moralist, there is no harm in taking lessons from a person who may be by birth less than a Sudra. So this Chanakya Pandit also maintains this. And we also know in Srimad Bhagavatam there is 24 gurus. Now like a guru can be, like you can take instruction from bumblebee, you can take instruction from prostitute, you can take instruction, like a different ways we can take instruction. There is also, this is the same place Srila Prabhupada mentions, like sometimes gold is in a filthy place. Will leave? No. A filthy place or this place or that place. Anyway, we keep it there. After that, we can wash it actually. The gold price is so much. Whether it is a filthy, at least gold is there, they will take it and keep it actually. So, when the gold is in the filthy place, nobody is going to disregard that gold is gold. The same way, even though the person may be born in a particular family, that is why we don't worry about it. Actually, given another instruction in the Shastra says, you should not see the root of certain things. Rishi Mula, Nadi Mula, you should not see. Normally you don't see about the Rishi, where the Rishi is coming from, where the Nadi, because even though that may be coming from a different way, but still it is sacred. So we don't want to go into the same here, we have to see that particular angle. And here, Srila Prabhupada continues, this is one part of the answer. Prabhupada gives one part of the answer. What is that one part? Even though he is born in a Sudra family, but his spiritual culture, he took shelter of Rishi Maitreya and then he has perfected his life. So he is bona fide to occupy the position of a preacher. And also, it's Srila Prabhupada mentions, and everybody is a Sudra in one sense. Janmana jayate sudra samskara bhavet vipra veda patat bhavet dvija brahma janati iti brahman. Everybody is one sudra only. We are sudra only. So it's not like we should not be proud of anything, because we are all sudra. Janmana jayate sudra. By just taking birth, we are all sudra only. Janmana jayate sudra samskara bhavet vipra. Samskarat bhave dvija. Samskarat bhave. So when do samskara, one purificatory process, then only one person becomes dvija. And then you have to study the Vedas and all the Vedic scripture. Then you become Vipra. Veda Patat Pavet Vipra Brahma Janatiti Brahmana. So this is coming to the Brahmana position. It's not ordinary thing. So this is why, even though somebody may be like that, but doesn't matter. But here we have gone through the whole thing. Then only Dvija and then Brahmana. This is like the sequence is like that only. Srila Prabhupada continues. This is another part of the answer Srila Prabhupada is giving. So this is one part of the answer. The other is that Vidura was not actually a Sudra. He was to play the part of a so-called Sudra for 100 years. Just 100 years he has to go through this cycle because of the Manduka Muni's curse. And then here, and who is Lord, this Yamaraj, he is saying, Srila Prabhupada says here, he was the incarnation of Yamaraj, one of the 12 Mahajans, on the level with the exalted personalities of Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kapila, Bhishma, Prahlad. So such a great responsibility has been given to him. He cannot be a Sudra. So Lord has given him. Being a Mahajan, it is the duty of Yamaraj to preach the culture of devotion to the people of the world as Narada, Brahma and other Mahajans too. So that is his hankering is that only. What is Yamaraj's hankering? He is not like Srila Prabhupada explains, the magistrate. Magistrate is giving all this some punishment and he is not very happy. He is giving, keep on giving punishment. But he want to do some real good work. The same way Yamaraj is also giving, all the time I'm giving punishment. So where is the enjoyment? So he also wants to go and preach the glories of the Lord. So he's not getting thanked, like Srila Prabhupada explains here. Yamaraj is always busy in his plutonic kingdom punishing the wrongdoers or sinful acts. Yamaraj is deputed by the Lord to particular planet some hundreds and thousands of miles away from the planet of earth to take away the corrupt soul after death and convict them in accordance with their respective sinful activities. That is Yamaraj's business. Even though it is very, very difficult, she is like always giving punishment. Like Mother Durga. Mother Durga's business is also like that only. Her thing is, her business is to keep the living entity as much as possible in the material world. It's not a very glorious thing because she doesn't like it also. She wants everyone to go back to Godhead. But her job is that only. This is like an examination supervisor. What is the role of examination supervisor? The examination supervisor, everybody has to pass. But there has to be some qualification also. So that is like examination supervisor. What he does is like he goes through, okay, he scrutinizingly corrects. And if somebody is not getting to that level, so then the person is failed. The same way Durga Devi's act also is like that only. She doesn't like, but still she has to do as a service to the Lord. So that is why, but she respects if a person wants to be very serious in devotional life, and then Durga Devi doesn't put any kind of impediment. That's why Krishna says, Maya Adakshina Prakriti Suyate na Saracharam Hetu Nadina Kaunte. This is Maya Adakshina Prakriti. This Prakriti, this material nature is working under his control. But when we surrender to him, then Durga Devi doesn't do anything. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Krishna says also. Krishna gives this a formula and how to get out of it. It's not like Krishna is only giving all a problem and how to solve this problem. Krishna gives the problem and how to solve the problem. Yes, yeah, Durga Devi is very, very strict, very, very rigid. So how can you do? Maya Metam Tarantite. If you surrender to me, then you can get over that. So here, this Yamaraj's business is also like, Yamaraj is always punishing, giving punishment, doing all these sinful activities people are doing, and he has to give punishment. I guess some people don't believe also. This is another thing. Like people think, you know, like, these things are all only in some mythology. So cat also sometimes, the cat closes eyes and thinks that the world is very dark. You know, like. This is our position. Sometimes people close our eyes and think everything is. And whether you believe or you don't believe, Yamaraj is there, Krishna is there, and the punishment will be there. And again, another birth will be, you have to take another birth. So sometimes people think, you know, like this is all like a mythology. It's not nothing fact in that. But Shastra, why Vyasadeva, Sugata Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, why they are sitting and talking about all these things? If it is mythology, will all these great sages will spend their time, their lives in just discussing this? We have to think about it. Because before making, sometimes the people make this statements. This is like a very baseless statement. Because why all these great personalities? Vyasadeva has nothing else to do to then talk about mythology. So why he is talking about? Because these things are there. There is a person called Yamaraj is there. It's not like some kind of mental adjustment. No. It's all there. Yamaraj is there, there's a plutonic kingdom is there. And then where you, when you perform sinful activities, you will be punished. And the same way it is mentioned, the people who are devotees of the Lord, Yamaraj is very, very benevolently inclined actually. Yamaraj is like a, it's not like a, he is very happy. He is a Mahajan. If somebody becomes a devotee of the Lord, he is very happy. And then he is very kind to them also. So, Srila Prabhupada continues, thus Yamaraj has very little time to take leave from his responsible office of punishing the wrongdoers. There are more wrongdoers than the righteous men. There are so many people, but the criminal mentality, so Yamaraj is always busy. Yamaraj has to do overtime, all the time, overtime, because he has to keep on punishing, and then there is no rest for him. Like three shifts and still things are going on. So Yamaraj has very little time to take leave from responsible office of punishing the wrongdoers. There are more wrongdoers than the righteous man. Therefore, Yamaraj has to do more work than other demigods who are also authorized agents of the Supreme Lord. But he wanted to preach the glories of the Lord, and therefore, by the will of the Lord, he was cursed by Manduka Muni to come into the world in the incarnation of Vidura and work very hard as a great devotee. So this is the secret. He wanted, this hankering was there. Because of that hankering, then he was given an opportunity. Actually, Srila Prabhupada says the punishment is also a benediction. So punishment was given, but it is also a benediction for him. Because even though it is apparent punishment, you take birth as a Sudra, but he took it, oh, that's good. I got some opportunity to go and preach. So then he took it as a great this thing. This is like a blessing in disguise. Right? This is like a curse was given, but he took it in a right way. Such a devotee, but he wanted to preach the glories of the Lord, and therefore by the will of the Lord, he was cursed by Manduka Muni to come into the world in the incarnation of Vidura and work very hard as a great devotee. Such a devotee is neither a Sudra nor a Brahmana. He is transcendental to such divisions of mundane society, as the personality of Godhead assumes his incarnation as a hog, but he is neither a hog nor a Brahmana. So this is not a Brahma. So this is like a Lord also takes incarnation. Matsya avatara, Kurma avatara, Varaha avatara. Different avatars Lord take. But that avatara has nothing to do with the, it's like Srila Prabhupada explained, this is not an earthly hog. Because earthly hog is like from here to Padala to the upper, we can't be that much size. Earthly hog is not like that. So he is like a supreme Lord. He performs according to the pastimes, according to the circumstances. He takes different forms. Sometimes he takes birth as a fish, sometimes he birth as a tortoise, sometimes he takes birth as a cow. All these things he can do. But still he is transcendental. He has nothing to do with the mundane material qualifications. So here, the same way, the transcendent Lord is transcendental, and the pure devotees of the Lord, they are also transcendental. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport to the Chaturvarnya Sloka, he is saying, even though the Lord is above all these things, and Supreme Lord is above, and also the devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, they are also above all these designations. So you can't say that it's like a, Prabhupada always condemns this, this is like a, you can't call somebody, oh, this is like a Sudra, or this is like a, this is coming from a Vaishnava, coming from Malaysia. No, it's not like that. Once he is a Vaishnava, he is a Vaishnava only. It's not like, you can't call him like a, he was like that, now he has become like that. No need to talk about that. Because the person, this is a, Srila Prabhupada quotes from different Vedic, say, he says, Chandala api dujasreshta haribhakti parayana. He says, Chandala api dujasreshta. Even somebody can be Chandala. Chandala means dog eater. But if he is haribhakti parayana, if he is a devotee of the Lord, engaged in the devotional service, he is better than the dujasreshta. Chandala api dujasreshta haribhakti parayana. If somebody is doing haribhakti, he is better than this dujasreshta. He can be a chandala, he can be born in a dog eater's family. But that is not a problem. That's not a problem because he is engaged in the Haribhakti. So he is automatically, he is above all the designations. Like we see in the pastimes of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, his birth also was like that only. Narada Muni was not a very, very aristocratic birth or anything. He was a son of a maid servant. But what happened? He associated with all the Mahabhavats, all the devotees. And then, so much so, he became such a great devotee, Narada Muni. In the next life, Narada Muni was. He was a kind of spiritual perceptor for all these people, great, great people. Prahlad Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, all the, even Vyasadeva. So Narada Muni is such a great personality. And also, Valmiki. We have example of Valmiki also. Valmiki, he was a dacoit actually. Dasu Ratnakar. So he was a dacoit, and then he became so much so, he became have Rama Darshan, and they wrote Rama in it. So the birth is not a consideration. Srila Prabhupada always mentioned, this is like a birth is not a consideration. What are the qualities and activities? That is the consideration. So here, this whole Vidura pastime is like a very, very clearly explains that this is like, we should not consider the birth. We should consider what are the activities, guna and karma. What are the qualities and activities that person is, then accordingly the person's spiritual this thing is measured, not just by birth only. Birth is giving an opportunity. Like if somebody is a son of a brahmana and then he also follows, then well and good. So we don't have any problem with that. But if somebody is a son of a brahmana and his activities are all like a debauchery, then he can't be called a brahmana. So Srila Prabhupada concludes here, and not a conclusion, it's a further, such a devotee is neither a Sudra nor a Brahmana. He is transcendental to such divisions of mundane society, just as the personality of Godhead assumes his incarnation as a hog. But he is neither a hog nor a Brahma. He is above all mundane creatures. The Lord and his different authorized devotees sometimes have to play the role of many lower creatures to claim the conditioned souls. But both the Lord and his pure devotees are always in transcendental position. Lord and his devotees are always in transcendental. Just like Lord is transcendental, because we are performing the activities of the Lord, the pure devotee is also in a transcendental position. When Yamaraj thus incarnated himself as Vidura, his post was officiated by Aryama, one of the many sons of Kashyapa Muni and Aditi. Kashyapa and Aditi, they are like the progenitors. Kashyapa and Aditi and Diti also. From Aditi, all the Adityas are coming. Very easy to remember. Aditi, Adityas. Diti, Daityas. All the demons are coming from Diti. Diti, all the demons. Easy to remember. All the Diti. Kashyapa is the Prajapati. Prajapati Kashyapa. He has all from Aditi, all the Adityas are coming. Like all the, this is like a, what is this? 12 Adityas. There are 12 Adityas are there. All the Aditi. All the Aditi sons are Adityas. And Kashyapa and Diti, all the demons. Hiranyaksha, all this, the gang, they are all coming from them. So Srila Prabhupada explained, Aryama is one of the Adityas, and therefore it was quite possible for him to take charge of the office of Yamaraj during his 100 years of absence in the form of Vidura. So Aryama is mentioned here as his officiate. This is like when Yamaraj took some leave from Yamaraj's duty, so somebody has to be like look after that. So Aryama. So Srila and Aryama is also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita also in the Vibhuti Yoga. I'll just read out what Srila Prabhupada says about Aryama. Ananta chasmi nagana varano yadasamaham pitrunam aryama chasmi. So pitrunam, so Prabhupada translates here, of the many hooded nagas I am Ananta, and among the aquatics I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors I am Aryama, departed ancestor. This is like a Prabhupada explains, among the many hooded Naga serpents, Ananta is the greatest as is the demigod Varuna among the aquatics. They both represent Krishna. There is also a planet of Pitrus, ancestors, presided by Aryama, who represents Krishna. So this is like Aryama has been given some potency so that he can maintain this order in the absence of Yamaraj, in the form of Vidura. So this conclusion is that Vidura was never a Sudra, but was greater than the purest type of Brahma. So Vidura was, even though by birth he took birth in the Sudra family, but his spiritual culture, by his all this qualification, his association with Rishi Maitreya, and also he is a pure devotee of the Lord. We have Vidura. Vidura is like a Bhava Grahi Janardana. So he just proved, like, because so much attraction he had for Krishna, so Krishna was completely always like he kept Vidura very, very close actually. He got so much association with Krishna and also so much association with Uddhava and so many things. So that way Mahatma Vidura is playing a great role, and it's a very great inspiration for us also. Like we just by reading about Bhishma Dev, reading about this Mahajans, like he's a 12 Mahajans also. Actually, Srila Prabhupada mentions like in that lecture, he's like this. All these 12 Mahajans are like Krishna's GBC. So Prabhupada mentioned in the lecture, this is like Krishna has a GBC, like Krishna's GBC. They say like, that's why Prabhupada said that we also have GBC and to perform this responsible work actually. So this is Vidura's position. So, just stop here. If there's any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Yes.
But we understand that Vipra was during the time of Krishna, at the Dwapara Yuga, in the lifespan of Dwapara Yuga was about 1,000 years.
Yeah, because this is like it's a technical point, but I don't know, because this 100 years, according to this Sata is mentioned, is 100 years of his life actually. But I'm not sure whether according to that particular yuga, what was the lifespan, I don't know. It's one of the questions to be reserved for Bhanu Maharaj.
So Yamaraj is the will punish the sinful
souls.
That is based on their sins. The same souls will take birth again based on their sins.
So souls will be given a body. We just use the terms correctly.
Yeah.
Because soul, you go through whatever this reformation or some punishment or some kind of adjustment, and then different body will be given.
Right.
Yeah.
So this would, these both things will happen for the sins that they have done. Like they can go through both the punishment in Yamaloka and as well as Nirvana.
Yeah, the things will be adjusted. Like we all come with a set of karma in this life. We have come with set of karma, and then we add also, and we can subtract also. In this life, if somebody performs pure devotional service, we can burn out all your karma and then go back home, back to Godhead. There is no karma balance. You don't have a credit balance, you don't have a debit balance, your account will be closed. Mm-hmm. Only if you have a little bit account balance in the money, then only the statement will keep coming. So if you don't have a credit, you don't have a debit, so account will be closed. Same way, when you have some punya and you have some papa, and then account, then you have to take birth again and again. So you don't have, like in this life, for example, somebody is born, and then this life he perfects everything, he surrenders to Krishna. Krishna says, Aham tam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami masucha. So he completely surrenders to Krishna, there is no reaction for him, he doesn't perform any activities for his own this thing, then at the end of the life he will go back home, back to God. But if somebody is not, then accordingly he will be given punishment, and then he will be in a suitable body. And then suitable body will be like he can be born in a Indraloka, Chandraloka, Brahma Loka also, up to that level can be born. And punishment, for example, if somebody has to, in this birth, somebody is a president, and the next birth he has to become a hog. How can he become a hog? She's sitting in the White House, and the next tomorrow I have to go and loiter in the street. It's not so, some kind of this acclimatization. How to acclimatize? You have to sitting in this thing, such a peak position, and now you have to become a hog. How do you become a hog actually? So the mental adjustment. So though all this is like the things will be given there, and then the punishments will be given, and then the soul will be injected into this accordingly. Whatever the yoni, you have to take birth, and it will be. This is like in Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned, karmana deva netrena jantur deho hopatyaya. So this is not like I want to take birth here. No, I can't decide. It's not like a choosing from the menu. No, like, because of the karma, karmana deva netrena, karma and also higher authorities, all the devatas, they decide where this soul is going to take birth. So that is decided. And how it is decided? Based on whatever karma we perform in this life. So that is why it's very, very important. Why people are so, we are thinking, because we have to perform work for the Supreme Lord. That way the work will not create any bondage. That's why Krishna says, yajyata karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandana tadattam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samacha. If we have to perform work for the Lord, then that karma will not act. That will not create any bondage. If you perform activities for our pleasure, then that will create bondage. So that is why we have to learn this, and then at the end of the life, we don't have to take birth again in this material world. Yes, Prabhu?
Well, you said that from this life, you can go to spiritual world, but there is one more thing besides surrender. You have to serve the spiritual master. Unless you take a one of my spiritual masters, you cannot go on the right path.
Correct. That is what they say. Brahmanda Brahmite Konu Bhagyamanji Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Latabi. Yeah, that goes without saying. Because it's not like going to Krishna, attaining Krishna is not like automatic. You have to have the Guru, mercy of Guru and mercy of Krishna, they go hand in hand. So then only it is possible.
Two things.
Yes. Like Damodar Leela is coming. our desire to catch Krishna is there. That is one thing should be there. And also Krishna should be willing to be bound. Then only it is possible. It's not like I have a desire to bind Krishna. Krishna, no, it's not going to be possible. You have a desire, but Krishna also has to be willing. So same way, like we have to have this desire, and then we have to get the mercy of the Guru and mercy of Krishna. Then only it is possible. Yes, Prabhuji?
You mentioned about Jai Vijay.
Yes.
Yes. The question was, where does the reaction of all these sins, Jai Vijay Bhagavan, go?
Where did the sins in the sense of when that the demon...
Yeah, reaction of those sinful activities, Jai Vijay Bhagavan.
After taking birth as the demons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
that is Lord, because this is like they are acting under Lord's instruction. Because Jaya Vijaya pastime is Lord wanted to fight with somebody. Because they are doing it for, even though apparently from a material point of view, it is considered like a sinful activity. But they perform that for the pleasure of the Lord. Because Lord wanted a real fight, no? Like he doesn't want a mock fight, no? Like he wanted a real fight, so that they assumed that particular role as the Jaya Vijaya, and then they fought. So Lord will look up, because Lord assured them, you will come back, because when you read the pastime, when they said, cursed by Sanat Kumaras, he said, after this, you will come back to me. After this finishing this particular Leela, you will come back to me. So Lord will, Lord assured them, you will come back to me. This is Lord is saying, karmani nirdahati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Even the person engaged in devotional service, for him the karma doesn't act. Okay, it's good. So now we all should not assume, okay, Ravan is good, so we will also perform acts like Ravan. It may not work for us actually. It will work for Ravan, it will work for Kumbhakarna, it will work for Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu. But we can't take that, okay, now I will become like that only. No, but Lord wanted like that, that's why they became Ravan and Kumbhakarna, Sisupala and Dantavakra and Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu. But it's not like a general principle that everybody will become like that. I will also become like a Ravan, I will also become all the demoniac activities like a Ravan, then I will also we absorb it. No, it won't happen like that. Because that is Lord's desire, this is our desire actually. We become like a Ravan and we perform actually, this is our desire. There is no Lord's plan in that actually. So,
in that connection, those who suffer from Jai's atrocities, for their suffering, who is the responsible person?
Sorry, who is?
For suffering of those apparent innocent people.
Actually, this is like these two things we can see. This is like, one is Lord's arrangement, because the Pandavas suffered quite a bit they themselves, they didn't think that as a suffering. Okay, like Kunti Maharani, she didn't take as suffering. We are seeing everything from our angle actually. We are seeing from our viewpoint, it is suffering. Yes, it is suffering. But their angle, it's like, because they were in the service of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, they didn't feel the suffering.
Saying, the common people like Jai Vijay rape women, they kill brahmanas and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So those people suffer from Jai Vijay's
person. Okay.
Who is responsible for them? Are they themselves facing their karma or?
Okay, this is again I have to depend on the because I have not gone into that greatest details of study, so maybe somebody can enlighten that, please propose. Anyone? Please propose.
I think they are suffering the karma because of their previous karmas.
Okay, that is the general answer. Because, general answer is previous karma. Because if you want specifically what happens, so that... sorry, Mata, you wanted to say something?
The first question was asked, where the sins went away from Jai Vijay, when Lord Chaitanya had them, he became black because he absorbed all the sins from Jai Vijay. So that's what happened with the sins. And the other thing is, for the suffering of all the others who suffer from Jai and Vijay, I see it as either karma of the people who have to endure it, because they have done this to someone else and they need to learn some lessons out of it, or it's a special Krishna's arrangement for purification if they are devotees.
Yeah. Actually, this is a large... When we perform activity, one activity, you plan so many things, that activity all fails only. But Lord, when he performs activities, he adjusts so many things. Like, for example, like Draupadi. Draupadi getting by husband. Because this is all like there's so many stories behind how that was arranged. But Krishna knew everything, that's why he arranged everything in place so that everything can happen. So the person who is suffering is also not just like a, see sometimes when people ask, oh, his innocent child is suffering. We know it's not innocent child because the child has performed so many things. See, now today's angel, now this particular birth the child might not have done anything. But the past, what has happened, we don't know. That is why, so we take, what there is nothing, no flaw in Krishna's plan. So that is the basic, our underlying assumption is like, in Krishna's plan there cannot be any flaw. Okay, if Krishna does something and Krishna allows that to happen, maybe there is something there. So, because, but in generally, what particular thing, how it happened, then we can't just like each and every reference we may not be able to get into. Like, see, some of the things we know, okay, this is like a going behind, like when Vidura's pastime, we went through back how Vidura was born. So sometimes we may not be able to go into each why this person is suffering because of that. That is why it's very, this is like a karma is a very, very intricate subject. Because we can't equate, okay, this, sometimes 50 births after also it's happening. It's mentioned, like Dhritarashtra was going through so much of suffering. He was asking, Krishna, why I am going through, put into so much of difficulty? So he said, 50 births ago, when you were going in the forest, you just shoot arrow and this 100 siblings of the bird was there in the nest, and then everything got fire and all the siblings were killed. And because of that karma, now you have to suffer. That's what Krishna said. And now he says, why you have to, you could have given that karma, that birth only you could have given. So he said, you didn't have the good karma of having 100 sons, so you have to wait also. So this is very, very intricate actually. Because it's not like, we may think, you know, like I may do something and then get away. But it's not like that. That's why in the activity, whatever acts we are performing is very, very, we have to be very careful what activities we are performing. So because, see, I may say, you can't just argue with Krishna, Krishna give the karma, now I will settle. Like, no, we can't. Krishna has a particular plan. And if all the bad karma Krishna gives to a particular person, that person will not be able to get up only. So he gives facts in such a way, he gives whatever the good karma, bad karma, all in life he gives, and then gives an opportunity for him to grow in devotion. And he gives an opportunity to make this thing also. So Krishna has a plan. And so the general answer is yes, previous karma is there. But Krishna, my understanding is in Krishna's plan there is no flaw. Because the flaw is in me. Because I am going through the suffering because of my karma. Tatvenu kampam susumikshamana. Because this is like we have to understand, it's a problem with me only, not with Krishna. Krishna is giving everything properly. And if I am doing whatever mismanagement, it is my problem. So, it's, Mataji, 9 o'clock today, I have to, sir, if quick one, Mataji.
What you mentioned about the sins, they always have to go somewhere, and in the Danta Sutra it is explained, for example, if someone practices devotional service, the sins of the person will go to the enemies, the prarabdha karma especially, will go to the enemies.
Okay.
So, Jesus Christ said, you are your enemy, you have a really good reason to love him, because no one will take your sins except your enemy.
But the best thing is to surrender to Krishna, that way Krishna will take away. Because this is easiest thing is, you know, like when you surrender to Krishna, takes away Amtham Sarva Pape, but he takes away everything in a better way. So that is a good thing. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you very much. It's 9 o'clock and Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Mahatma Vidur ki.